I'm Kara Spazaka and welcome to this podcast series from Western Sydney University. Over this 6-episode series, I'll be introducing you to some incredible research taking place, from a million-dollar fungi project that's helping combat climate change, to surveys into maternity care treatment, to creating electric vehicles for women in rural African communities, and more. These projects are just a handful of those that entered the 2022 and 2023 Research Impact Competition, run by Western Sydney University in Australia. There's also something else they have in common. They each speak to a Sustainable Development Goal, or SDG, a list of 17 goals created by the United Nations which tackle global issues including poverty, hunger, climate change, gender inequality, and access to education. So how do we identify problems and then the pathway forward? Well, through research. And this research is happening at universities across the globe, who are graded in the annual Times Higher Education Impact Rankings on their commitment to the SDGs. This is significant because out of 1,700 universities in the world, Western Sydney University ranked number one overall for the past 2 years. And if we drill down into the SDGs it excelled in, it came first for the goals gender equality, partnership for the goals, and responsible consumption and production. For more information about Sustainable Development Goals, you can visit sdgs.un.org and keep listening as the researchers across this series will talk to how their projects contribute to positive change. Before we dive in, I also want to take a moment to acknowledge the custodians of the lands where Western Sydney University campuses are located and pay respect to the peoples of the Darug, Tharawal, Eora and Wiradjuri nations. I pay my respect to elders past and present. Always was, always will be. Now let's hear from some of the researchers from Western Sydney University's Research Impact Competition.
My area of interest is in understanding how plants interact with fungi and bacteria that are in the soil, and how beneficial fungi and bacteria in the soil help plants grow better.
That was Dr. Jonathan Plett from the Hawkesbury Institute for the Environment, who was the winner of the Research Impact Competition in 2022. The prize was awarded for his work on a type of fungi that is helping combat climate change and already has $1 million in backing from the forestry industry.
The specific beneficial fungus that I work with is from a class called mycorrhizal fungi. And these are symbiotic fungi that are really cool in the fact that they are able to grow into a plant root and integrate into that plant root. And essentially what they do is they're little miners. They mine soil for nutrients, and then they transport that back to the tree and they exchange those nutrients for carbon.
But how does this connect to the forestry industry? Well, the pine industry in Australia started back in the 1800s, but it was only able to establish when not just the seeds were brought over from California and Mexico, but the soil as well. So even back then, foresters knew there was a link between the fungi in the soil and how it helped the trees to grow. Fast forward 150 years and we have an issue. The forestry industry doesn't know how to domesticate these fungi, and Dr. Plett's research has shown that current nursery practices are actually acting to decrease these fungi on tree roots or completely eradicate them.
We're still growing pine here, pine grows well, but we are running into some problems where pine is not as productive as we would like it to be, pine is not as healthy as we would like it to be. And so pine foresters are going back to basics and saying, okay, well, is there something going wrong within the soil and within the fungi that are supposed to be helping our trees? So that's the genesis of this whole project.
This idea to collaborate with the forestry industry to reintegrate fungi into their practices first began with a pilot experiment conducted with Forestry Corporation New South Wales.
Forestry Corp New South Wales came to us first off to even just begin investigating this idea that we could boost or improve the presence of these mycorrhizal fungi.
Dr. Plett's team designed an experiment where they added mycorrhizal fungi to the potting mix for pine seedlings and varied the amount of fertilizer. The results were huge. The seedlings with beneficial fungi needed 70% less fertilizer and zero fungicides, which is a win-win situation for both the environment and the forestry business.
That's fantastic from an environmental standpoint, that we're not getting excess fertilizer and nutrients going into local rivers and then causing algal blooms and things like that. But it's also great for the industry because that means that they get to save quite a bit of money in the fact that they don't have to apply as much fertilizer.
It's one thing to show the impact on seedlings in a controlled nursery setting, but what about when these plants were moved to a plantation? That was key for the forestry industry. So Dr. Plett asked Forestry Group New South Wales to give them their worst possible field site and planted these young trees to see whether those that had beneficial fungi in the potting mix would still grow better.
We went back after a year and our plants that we had given less fertilizer to, as well as these beneficial fungi, were growing, you know, in some cases 30% or 50% faster than the standard nursery practices. So that was really the turning point.
From there, the forestry industry really came on board. News of these results spread, and Dr. Plett was contacted by three other forestry companies. To these companies, if even a fraction of the results of that pilot experiment could be achieved again, they could save hundreds of thousands of dollars every year. Forestry companies from four states put together $1 million for the next phase of this research.
The next steps currently is to roll out the findings that we have with our nursery partners on larger scales. So when we started this with Forestry Corp, New South Wales, a number of years ago, the size of the experiment was in the hundreds of trees. We've just concluded a number of pilot experiments in other nurseries on the order of tens of thousands of trees. But we also want to be able to then take these fungal products and actually make them into a product that can be rolled out and sold to the different nurseries. So we want to actually have a scientifically proven mixture of fungi that we know will help these plantations establish and grow faster into the future.
There are challenges, though. Research into fungi means dealing with a living organism.
It's not like a chemical fertilizer, right, where you mine it from a site, you process it, and then it sits on your shelf for months or years with really no impact to its benefit. Versus a living organism like a fungus or a bacteria, you know, you put it out in 40-degree weather on the back of a ute, and yes, you intend to use it the next day, but it's dead by that time. And so that's one of the things we have to overcome currently, is working to not only get a product that will work properly for industry, but also to work with industry to teach them that they're dealing with something alive now, and so they have to approach it slightly differently.
The other challenge is about the variables that are introduced outside of the controlled nursery environment. Once these plants are in a plantation, there are different types of soil, there are different climates. One year might be really hot, another cold.
And so to come up with a robust mixture of fungi that will be able to support these trees is the second major challenge for us, to find a mixture of different fungi that will work across the different environments where they have to be placed.
But the benefits when they do will be far-reaching. It will result in plants that have stronger immune systems, that take vast amounts of carbon from our atmosphere that are traded down to the fungi in exchange for nutrients, and in turn don't need as much fertilizer or fungicides whose runoff has a detrimental impact on the local ecosystem. This research also holds the potential to help citizen science projects in Australia, because mycorrhizal fungi isn't only found in pine trees. It's found in eucalyptus, which are endangered plants that only exist in Australia and are critical for the survival of different animals. And remember those sustainable development goals from earlier? Dr. Plett's work contributes specifically to Goal 15, Life on Land.
It's again that going back to that idea of how can we better manage our natural resources in a sustainable manner? So that idea of let's boost some of these beneficial aspects of our natural ecosystems. Let's learn from these natural ecosystems, apply that within an industrial setting such that we can grow a phenomenal product without harming our environment.
And the hope is that this research could be used not just in Australia, but around the world.
I never like to dream small. Pine is probably the top, if not one of the top, plantation forests worldwide. And so the issues we're running into here in Australia with our growing seasons and climate change, that's not unique to us. That's something around the world. So it is definitely something that I would love to be able to take much beyond Australia to bring some of these good beneficial fungal mixtures to other areas and hopefully see the same benefits there.
That was Dr. Jonathan Plett, the winner of the 2022 Research Impact Competition at Western Sydney University. Join us for the next episode to find out more about the research being undertaken at Western Sydney University in Australia and its real-world impact both now and into the future.